The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now, a man who's very busy last night, Brett Baer, the anchor of Special Report on the Fox News Channel. Well, Brett, you were busy because the president decided to send a message to Bashar al-Assad in the form of 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles. How do you think it's playing today?
Well, I think it's getting bipartisan support. Good morning, Brian and Mary. I think, you know, when you have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi saying that to happen after the atrocities of those chemical weapons, where we have Lindsey Graham and John McCain, as well as, and clearly there's part of the Republican Party like Senator Rand Paul who has public concerns, but for the most part, it's been received well. It is, you know, what they're describing, a measured response, but one that shows strength and says that this is a up on aisle two from the red line that President Obama drew in 2013. It's not going to be accepted in the Trump administration. And frankly, it may lead to where the administration is.
Brett, we're having a little trouble with your connection. If you can orient yourself near a window, perhaps, that would be helpful. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Sorry about that. The administration may think that they can get people to the table and talk about getting Assad out without doing it by force. Russia has indicated that it doesn't have to be Assad. It likely has to be an Alawite, part of his tribe, but it might not have to be him. And there could be something that even the Obama administration was trying for, but the Trump administration has more than this move.
Could it also just be a shot across the bow, kind of like what Reagan did with Libya, as opposed to a move to try to oust Assad?
Yes, I think definitely. And it projects strength. It projects in the wake of these talks with the Chinese president at Mar-a-Lago that the U.S. may act in North Korea. And that's still very much on the table from what I hear. And, you know, much like, you know, there's a lot of criticism about the move in Iraq, but what that did for George W. Bush, people started, like Libya, gave up its nuclear program. When you have bold action, especially in the Middle East, you know, obviously you have to think about the end game, but it does get people's attention.
You know, we had James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation on earlier, and he made an observation, which I think was quite interesting. He said, look, you have to understand these people have been on the job 11 weeks, and for them to be able to work through this and to move all of the organs of the government and the military in a way that they could take action in such a quick fashion, some 48 hours after the chemical weapons attacks, is pretty impressive. You've worked at the Pentagon. You've covered the White House. You know what it's like. It is fairly impressive that they could do this, you know, being relatively newbies on the job.
Yeah, and what was impressive, Brian, I think, was that the backstory that we're getting from multiple officials is that it went through a normal process. Understand that the Pentagon has contingency operations for a lot of things, and they had one drawn up for President Obama for this very thing. But you still had to react specifically to the action that happened earlier this week. So I agree with you. You know, to move that quickly is something that is impressive.
And what does this do as far as, if anything, as far as China and North Korea? Because we know that they were having dinner together when these strikes were happening.
Well, I think it sends a signal that that this administration is not afraid of acting. And if China thinks that just staying on the sidelines on the issue of North Korea is acceptable, then the U.S. may preemptively act to prevent North Korea from getting the capability of putting a miniaturized nuclear weapon on top of a missile that can reach the U.S. So this is going to play heavy, I believe, in these talks, and it gives them a little bit more
All right, let's talk about Gorsuch yesterday, because I have no life. I was actually watching the United States Senate and then watching the slow machinations as they changed the precedent from 60 Brad, votes to 51 votes.
That's really, really sad.
I know
Thank
it is.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Brad. Really, this is my life.
But we're going to have a new Supreme Court justice by this afternoon.
Yeah, it was a big moment, you know, in the tradition of the Senate. But I think the Republicans do have an argument that the whole thing about 60 votes started with Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. And, you know, it obviously was on presidential nominees and judges that did not include Supreme Court justices. But look back at Clarence Thomas, a controversial nominee, especially for Democrats, and Joe Biden in that hearing. And yet he passed without having to get 60 votes. So I think, you know, there is an argument on both sides, but it has changed the way this is going to happen going forward. And it gives the election of the U.S. Senate, who controls it, much, much more importance every election that we face.
But isn't that one of the reasons that a lot of people cited for voting for President Trump? Because they knew that there were going to be a couple of vacancies coming up on the Supreme Court in the next couple of years. So the person who assumed the presidency was going to be incredibly important.
Yeah, and a lot of that credit politically goes to Mitch McConnell for not moving forward with Merrick Garland. It is the thing that sets Democrats off. They point back to Joe Biden. And the Joe Biden rule about, you know, election mm-hmm. year and not moving forward. But that move, that decision, really set the table for the Supreme Court issue to be a really prominent issue in that election.
Well, it's been an interesting 24 hours. You think we actually were sitting in our meeting yesterday saying, "What are we going to talk about tomorrow?" Boy, we had plenty on the plate today. That's for sure. Listen,
well,
Brett,
you know, I mean, that happens every day, right?
That's
drinking
right
from the fire hose.
Yeah, did you go to the Masters?
I went for a day. I took my 9-year-old Paul for his first time, and we went down and. The weather's interesting down there, but I tell you, Charlie Hoffman looks strong.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Brett Baer, thank you very
weekend.
Much. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.